Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, two of the disciples of Jesus went that same day to a town which was 60 furlongs from Jerusalem, named Emmaus. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they talked and reasoned with themselves, Jesus himself also, drawing near, went with them. But their eyes were held that they should not know him. And he said to them, "What are these discourses that you hold one with another as you walk and are sad?" And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said to him, "Art thou only a stranger at Jerusalem, and hast not known the things that have been done there in these days?" To whom he said, "What things?" And they said, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in work and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and princes delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we hoped that it was he that should have redeemed Israel. And now besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company affrighted us, who, before it was light, were at the sepulchre, and not finding his body, came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, who say that he was alive. And some of our people went to the sepulchre and found it so, as the women had said, but him they found not." Then he said to them, "O foolish and slow of heart to believe in all things which the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and so to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things that were concerning him." And they drew nigh to the town whither they were going, and he made as though he would go farther. But they constrained him, saying, "Stay with us, because it is towards evening, and the day is now far spent." And he went in with them, and it came to pass, whilst he was at table with them, he took bread, and blessed, and broke, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to the other, "Was not our heart burning within us, whilst he spoke in the way and opened to us the scriptures?" And rising up the same hour, they went back to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 gathered together, and those that were with them, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon." And they told what things were done in the way, and how they knew him in the breaking of the bread.